Did you see that Scream trailer? I know I've been gone for a while, but I figured, like, hey, why not make this something stupid to be my coming back podcast? But yeah, I saw the Scream 5 trailer, and they're doing the boring thing where they just sit there and rename it the same shit all over again because originality is fucking dead. But you sit there and name it Scream again, and then you have it set in the modern era, and then you bring back all the original cast as if that's supposed to make people just want to fucking cream their goddamn jeans. Now, this literally is the exact same fucking thing that the Halloween movie is doing, the Halloween Kills movie. And that looks like a boring shit show of a movie as you see Michael Myers kill an old couple, a couple of firefighters, and for some reason, all the female characters from the original movie are now with gunned and somehow supposedly a threat or people who are the only ones capable of trying to kill this motherfucker, like, or trying to kill this motherfucker. Like, he's a known murderer. So dumb. But slasher fix themselves have always been stupid. They've just been really, really fucking stupid. I didn't grow up looking at any of them. I didn't really care for them. But I did watch the Scream movies. Now, I watched all of the Scream movies. And the initial the joy from the first Scream movie came from two things. One, what's its was its ability to essentially mock as well as use the slasher film cliches and basically characters and whatnot in order to tell their story, to give a motivational reason behind for their killings, as well as have an interesting twist being done on it at a time in which slasher films were kind of really dead. And in the 90s, they were just picking up steam with the more of a mystery factor behind a bunch of the characters. So you had I Know What You Did Last Summer, as well as Scream, kind of just bring back that slasher film genre fever that kind of died out that was there back in the 80s. Now, the other thing that kept Scream really popular was the Scary Movie parodies. Don't fucking lie and say that it didn't, but it did. Wholeheartedly, it did. The Scary Movie parody did so much to make Scream seem important, that really a lot of the jokes and everything kind of fall flat unless you have seen those movies. And at that point in time, everyone saw those movies. Kids saw those movies. Hell, I was a kid and I saw those movies. They weren't scary. They were just, it was just they were that at that time, that was the horror. That was the popular horror that everyone talked about. So when the Scary Movies came out, it just skyrocketed the Scream movies big time. But those movies kept getting dumber and dumber as time went on, and they just became crappier and crappier. But the first one was interesting. I ain't gonna say it was a masterpiece of a film, but it was interesting. I mean, Drew Barrymore was in it. She got killed in the beginning. You had fucking just a bunch of shit that was done in the movie that essentially was just interesting. Having a killer going around testing people's knowledge on fucking horror movies while they're preparing to kill them, and then using the horror movie cliches to get certain characters in certain ways and predicaments. It was essentially Cabin in the Woods without the nuance. That's really all it was. It wasn't a good, it's not a good movie. I don't own a copy of Scream or anything like that. That it ain't worthy of that. But I mean, like, if it's something you want to watch, the first Scream, sure, just the first one. Trust me. But that's as far as that goes. I mean, the last one that they did was horrible. It had Anthony Anderson in it. They was fucking talking about different elements that would change up how horror movies themselves go, but not really understanding or utilizing the concept that essentially slasher films were dead at that time. So all those cliches that they were talking about no longer were occurrence in slasher films. They were an occurrence to different types of horror movies. And then gore horror movies, which is what is the aesthetic nowadays, the gore porn horror movies, those things don't follow any set rules. It's just anything and everything as long as you can get that gore element to come out. So this is it's fucking retarded that I'm talking about this, considering that I hate horror. Like, I can't stand horror movies. Like, that is not anything that I would personally buy or look at. But there are some horror movies that I myself will look at and go, okay, now that was an okay movie. Hell, I am so intrigued as to what the fuck they're going to do for the Five Nights at Freddy's movie, considering that they already made that Willy's Wonderland movie. And I watched that, and Nicolas Cage was a genius in that movie. Yo, Nicolas Cage, and you don't have him talk? Fucking whoever came up with that idea was a master who was unbeknownst to the world as this hidden jewel that just desperately needed to be released, and then they just had him utter that sentence. What if Nicolas Cage didn't talk the entire movie? And then everyone in that writing room just probably like creamed their jeans all at the exact same fucking time, because that was a genius move. And I am so fucking interested to see exactly how they're going to make the Five Nights at Freddy's movie counter that movie. Seriously, because it seems like Willy's Wonderland did it all, or really like handled it the way that they should have handled that concept of that scenario. But Five Nights at Freddy's is way too popular, and then the systematic structure of the gameplay, which is one of the things that make it scary, which is basically the jump scares, like how exactly do you incorporate that into a movie? The game is your one character basically trying to stop yourself from getting jump scared or murdered, if you want to be technical, but try not to get jump scared, really. So exactly how do you incorporate that into a movie that is supposed to be long and engage this in overly complicated storyline that the Five Nights at Freddy's stories actually have? If there's ever anything to look up, it's the lore behind Five Nights at Freddy's. The shit is actually really interesting, but I digress. So, I know a thing or two about horror movies, but just how this Scream 5 movie looks is just god awful. Like, having the slasher film concept or someone sneaking into your house and trying to kill you in today's modern age time is ridiculous. It's not anything that was like something someone wanted. The smarter thing that they could have possibly done with this fucking movie was actually make it a prequel. It would have fit within the lore. It would have been interesting, as well as something that fans would have finally had an answer to, which would have been, what the fuck happened with Cindy's mom? That was my initial idea after I saw the trailer. It was like, instead of doing this as a continuation of all these old motherfuckers coming back to do this movie again, just like they did with Halloween, which is just really fucking retarded, why don't we do a prequel that sets up the killer that initially plagued the town and then led up to the situation that ended with Cindy's mom, you know? And it was like, because you had the whole town shun her because they believed like she was a killer or something like that. So then you actually have a movie that dives into that concept and then basically makes up, and there's like a movie that you see that is the legend that the original killers copied when they did the first Scream. So you would have seen the actual original killings beforehand. And you could have did a plethora of things with that, and it just would have been interesting. That's it. That's all you would have needed to do. You wouldn't have been revitalizing the series. You wouldn't have been getting some older fucking actors to come back and replay roles or anything like that. You wouldn't have had some hack me reasoning of basically having a bunch of references to shit if you catered or kept up with the goddamn movie or anything like that. And then definitely wouldn't have had this notion of basically having your trailer show a bunch of female eccentric, girl positive, like we can do this time, you know. Bunch of us like, Cindy, you got a gun? I'm Cindy Prescott. Of course I own a gun. I was like, what the fuck does that mean? And I was like, remember in the last movie when your cousin was the killer, or was it cousin, relative, or whatever? And it was like the bitch was the killer because she wanted to be famous like you. Like, remember that? Remember how stupid that was? There's a fucking dog outside and it's pissing me off because you're not supposed to have dogs here in this goddamn apartment complex, but some asshole got a dog and then no one's doing a goddamn thing about it. Fucking idiot. I hope they all get AIDS. Yes, I'd said that. But so I thought that was incredibly stupid. And then it's like, they're bringing back all these old characters and all these old actresses and actors that basically don't need to be in this fucking movie. It could have just been a remake of the Scream franchise. You just didn't need to bring in these old actors and actresses. No one wants them in a movie. Those people do not make or break the Scream movie. All you had to do was just utilize the exact same concept that the original Scream already had. People going around copycatting killings that happened once before, and now it's involved with these people, and they're testing their knowledge with horror shit that basically is setting up the plays on exactly how they're going about killing people. You got the adults not listening to the children, and the kids not going around doing anything different because they don't really fucking care. They think that they're immortal. Everyone's got their own thing. You got this one girl going around trying to protect her virginity, even though she has a boyfriend who really, really, really wants to fuck. And then eventually she fucks and she finds out that guy's the killer. Now, how you make it a twist? You make her a lesbian. And then when she finally gives in to her lesbinity, it's, yeah. I'm going to make that a word? Her lesbianity. When she finally gives into it, and then she becomes a carpet muncher officially. Then you find out that her girlfriend is actually not gay. She just wanted some poon poon. And then she, along with her actual boyfriend, a guy who you just wouldn't see as her boyfriend, were actually the ones going around killing people. And then they just wanted to kill the lesbian girl who basically was a closeted homosexual this entire time. And then that's the end of the movie. And then essentially, she doesn't stop them, but they don't kill her. That's how you end the movie. That way it's that constant fleeting idea that eventually they might come back. We might have a sequel. Who knows what? And then you change up the next movie if you do it that way. This is all just off the top of my fucking head, mind you. Now, this isn't anything that was like that creative or anything like that. But the next movie, you essentially, you know who the killers are. But the only person who knows exactly who they are, as far as the movie world is concerned, is the main character, who then is going around trying to warn everybody that these two people are the killer, but everyone else is just ignoring her cries for help. That's a pretty interesting movie. You're no longer forced to do the twist, but instead you kind of have it on as a fucking tension tightrope kind of thing, because essentially you have one character who's trying to warn everybody that these motherfuckers are the killers, and they're working together, and they basically got their shit so down pack that they're enjoying the idea of her going around not being able to stop them, and them having the thrill of her possibly stopping them, but then they're still getting off on killing everybody. That's a different format from the Scream movies, because what was the second one? The second one was that it was one of the boys' mother. She was killing them for revenge or whatever, and that was fucking stupid. And then I don't even remember who the person was on the third one. I just know that the black guy died first. And then, like, watching the whole movie, I was with a couple of friends, and we were just all sitting there going, waiting for the first person to die. And then when it was, he was like, it's going to be the black guy, but it wasn't the black guy, but then he still died. And he was like, well, that's still lame. And I was like, he still died, but he just wasn't first. But it was like, the motherfucker shouldn't have been there in the first goddamn place. Like, why is he still there? And they just had the movie constantly had him just hanging around waiting to die. He just didn't go first. That's what happened. Like I said, I don't even like those damn movies, but I've seen them enough times to know, like, it's just fucking stupid. So it's dumb to try and do Scream again. Their way of approaching it is incredibly idiotic and stupid. For whatever reason, nostalgia bait is so gross. Like, it just ruins all possibilities of creativity. They could have made a brand new slasher film. They could have made new characters to exist within the franchise of Scream. They could have did so much. But instead, it's like, no, nostalgia, 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 nostalgia. And all it does is kill creativity. Because no studio basically would trust anything new to actually bring in any money. And then when it comes to doing something under nostalgia's sake, they have to fill in so much of what's currently current politics and shit like that thrown in the mix and whatnot in order to make their shit seem relevant, but not realizing the fact that the people who essentially would go see this shit don't care about fucking politics. They just want to see the shit based off of the name alone. So all you have to do is keep within the spirit of the thing that they enjoyed in the first fucking place to keep the spirit alive, and then you'd be fine. But you're just too goddamn stupid to even understand that. So it's going to crash and burn because it's going to be a fucking shit show. No one cares and no one's going to give a damn about this goddamn movie. It's going to be really stupid. It has no other choice but to be really fucking stupid. You're going to have a bunch of the characters from the previous movies essentially be in a pathetic state of mind or in a place in order to justify them being present in what's currently happening. Then you have them basically going around as like, no, we're the experts of this. And everybody's like, whatever. And then just to disavow everything that's going on. The shit is so disgustingly predictable. It's gross. Like I said, it's just fucking gross. It's stupid. This isn't going to be anything interesting, and you're going to have Cindy basically come out at the end of it being the hero, or they're going to kill her off. Either way, like, who gives a fuck? And then they're going to try to either squeeze in a brand new one of the younger people to be an upstanding citizen or anything, but honestly, like, who gives a fuck? Hell, I got annoyed when I saw, like, the new teenager people, and it showed the dude from fucking The Boys show from Amazon. And it's like, this nigga is not a teenager. He looks grown. They had him play as a teenager in a fucking little whack-ass horror movie where these two best friend girls were going around killing people And that movie is stupid. And they were doing it for like likes and shit like that. That movie is horrible. But and then like he was supposed to be like a high schooler dude in there. And I was like, every time you look at it, it just kept thinking of that line from 21 Jump Street. And I was like, nigga, you look 30. And it's like, why the fuck do they have you pretending to be a high schooler? Like, it's gross. It was like, you're not a high schooler. And it's like, yes, you look fairly young, but not that young, motherfucker. You is not Macaulay Culkin. Not Macaulay Culkin, but Frankie Muniz and this shit. So get the fuck out of here. So it is like, ugh. Hell, Tom Holland still looks like a goddamn teenager. And Tom Holland's like 20-something, like late 20s. But he does still have the sense of like some type of teenager. But it's like, dude, you look older than him. It's like, dude, come on. But they all try to do dumb shit. I mean, the only slasher film remake that I said was a step in the right direction was that Friday the 13th one. Not because of what the movie was, because it was still bad. But Friday the 13th is not really a good movie either. But a sense of how they... what they were doing to tackle the concept, you know. And it was like, a big motherfucker like Jason chasing after you should be a workout. And then that movie instilled that. So you had this giant, huge motherfucker chasing down these people in full sprint. This shit was terrifying because it's like, you're gonna die. But no, I was like, yo, you got rid of that slow creepiness that was the trend during the 80s and whatnot. And I was like, yeah, you bring it up to modern times, you're going to need to modernize it somehow. And that was one of the ways they did that. And I actually liked that. And I was like, yo, can they do that to other movies? And it was like, if they want to sit there and bring back anything or something like that, like, yo, how do you modernize this? And like what the Scream movie is doing is incredibly stupid. It showed the house that it showed in the beginning with the girl getting killed. And then she had a fucking landline in her house. And I was like, that's not real. I don't care how upper middle class you are. The idea of someone having a landline is incredibly rare nowadays. Like, that's a rare thing to have in your house, is a landline nowadays. But even if you did have a landline, the fact that the killer took someone else's phone and then was telling her to answer the landline as if that was supposed to do anything. And it's like, you already have someone else's phone and you're texting her and then you're telling her to answer the landline. And I was like, that's a dumb fucking thing to have in the beginning of this goddamn trailer. Then not only that, but the bitch runs to the door in the trailer and then opens the front door, even though she has the glass windows on the side of the door. And anyone who ever lived in a house that has that can tell you, you can look out the side of those glasses and see everything in the vicinity of your front fucking door. It doesn't matter how dark outside it is, you can see what's in front. And so even if you like, and I know that it was a cut scene, you know, like the scene cut to when she opened up the door or whatever, it doesn't really fucking matter. And then like, she should have a peephole as well. So at any point in time, she should have been unlocking the door, looking through the peephole as she was unlocking the door or whatever. And then there shouldn't have been a reason for her to go and try to unlock the door, because she knows that the person that she was talking to has her friend's phone. So why are you unlocking the front door anyway? Use your cell phone to call 911 while you were on the landline with the guy. Stupid fucking shit. And then she's like running away after the dude tries to stab her or whatever. And this is the kicker. And then her house is fully automated. And then that just made me even more annoyed, because I was like, I get it. I get that people have that sometimes in their homes. You know, things are fully automated. But that was an upper middle class home. Your shit is not fully automated. You can't afford to have your house completely fully automated. Why would you want to have your house completely fully automated? Like, that's so stupid. And it not only was it stupid, but then it didn't work. It wasn't working properly. Well, the killers were able to hack the shit to get into it so they can like try and kill the girl or whatever. And it was like, yo, there's glass all over the fucking place. You don't need to have automatic unlocks to shit. It was just stupid. And I was like, this is really dumb as far as an opening scene, as like far as the trailer is to get me intrigued in the opening scene. But for the most part, none of this is entertaining at all. I was like, none of this seems like, all of this just seems whack. And it seems really fucking stupid. And then like, you have the little twist opening scenes that they had in the original later knockoff, the later iterations of the Scream movie, where essentially it'd be people actually watching a horror movie that's essentially opening up like the Scream movies in order to throw you off of the trail of what exactly is going on. And, you know, for the most part, it's like, that's okay, I guess. And like, honestly, yeah, it would need to be a twist in that sense in order to keep the idea of what's happening kind of fresh. But of the Scream movie itself to be fresh. But it's like, as far as that goes, it was still bad. It was still predictable, it was still boring. It still wasn't a good opening scene. And it's like, you're trying to recapture the magic of the first one, and there's no possible way in hell you could do that because you're rehashing the original. You're not adding anything new to it. You're just constantly rehashing the original because you fucking suck. So this movie is going to be terrible. It looks awful. All the old actresses that they brought back onto the movie just look out of place and unnecessary because it's like, why would you get involved in this shit again? It doesn't hold the same weight to it like the Michael Myers Halloween movie would, where essentially you got this motherfucker personally after his family and they have a vendetta to try and kill this nigga because how adamant he is in trying to kill them as well. So having these factors essentially being brought back into the Scream movie don't really play out well because it doesn't make any fucking sense. And then to have the killer even being like, Cindy, what an honor. Like, like, why would you care? Like, why does that matter? Why does it fucking matter? Ugh. It's so stupid. It's just so fucking stupid. But it's going to be a horrible movie. I can't wait to look at it and go like, oh, wow, that fucking sucked. I mean, hell, when they tried to sit there and bolster Hayden Panettiere in like the last Scream movie as like this real smart, knowledgeable, go get 'em girl, and then her ass got killed, it was hilarious to me. And I was like, yeah, because she kind of was like, it just seemed like she was going to be the new face of the movies. And then they killed her ass. And I was like, good. But then like the twist at the end of everything was really fucking stupid and predictable and really dumb. And it was like, yeah, you kind of took the cousin or whatever that's related to Cindy. I was like, she wasn't there during the whole movie. If she had more screen time, this probably wouldn't have been such a predictable outcome. But you guys don't know how to fucking write movies. So and she killed Anthony Anderson. Oh, well. And his last words were, fuck Bruce Willis. Because, you know, Bruce Willis totally matters when it comes to horror movie logic. But really fucking stupid. So I don't see this being anything any good. And honestly, I'm annoyed that the trailer even popped up. Wasn't even thinking about the Scream movie. Don't even know who the fuck asked for a bring up of the Scream movies. But hey, you know, that's the time we live in. A time of constant stupid rhetoric and the idea that rose-colored glasses can make all pieces of shit look beautiful. And that's going to be it for me. This has been another episode of Fun with Flame. I've been your host, Dave the Flame. This has been the Quiet Storm on KWF 97.3. The Heat. I couldn't think of the thing at the end to make it just off the top of my head. It is something stupid. But yeah, hope you all have fun.